Officials at Upstate Medical University hope the build-out of the Central New York Biotech Accelerator in Syracuse will help define the area as a haven for biotech research and development. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
A new molecular pathology lab and a hub for medical innovation open up this week in two floors that had been empty at the Biotech Accelerator building on Syracuse's east side. The lab has the latest high-tech equipment available, starting with something called an anatomage table. It's a kind of a life-size iPad which displays a full-size digital image of a patient. Physicians can tap the screen, zoom in and out, and get a three-dimensional picture of whatever they need. It will also allow for a virtual autopsy, according to Upstate's pathology chair, Robert Corona.
So instead of cutting the body, the body's actually digitized in a CAT scanner, and then we're going to display it here and we'll look for it. So for forensics work, if there's a bullet lodged in the spine, we have to dig through the body to find that bullet. We can just display it digitally on this.
Medical students will also be able to use this technology, eliminating the need for cadavers in some cases. The other part of the lab lets physicians take a step forward in precision medicine through genetics testing. Corona says knowing the genetic and molecular signature of a cancer patient will allow for a more personal therapy.
So instead of some of the more shotgun approaches to therapies, let's try this to see if it'll work. We'll be able to predict that it will work based on the knowledge we have about the genetic signature and the drugs that work and the drugs that don't work.
The other half of the $5.4 million build-out offers a hub that will nurture startups in the field of biotechnology. The first stop is a TED Talk theater where innovators can pitch ideas. The hub then takes these ideas down a development corridor that'll try to turn them into businesses. Corona hopes ultimately it can create a new technology identity for Central New York.
A lot of people come in here with ideas. Some of them are crazy. Some of them have a lot of merit. And we're looking to really start to reinvigorate this area with biotechnology innovation.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.